I feel the need of prayer this morning, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Once again, Lord, that we can gather this way. And like we sang this morning, Lord, in the house of the Lord. Father, we just pray here again, Lord, be with us today. Guide and lead and bless and keep us, Lord. We just, Father, I ask you bless the few words that I have that you've given me, Lord. Just pray, Father, that you would help my nervousness, my staggering tongue, Lord. Have me speak, Lord, what you want me to speak. We just thank you for the beautiful songs. We thank you for the encouragement that was read off to us, Lord. We just commit this time and everything to you, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Thank you, Paul. It was encouraging words this morning read here. We sang, thank you for the singing. We sang that Jesus that Brother Aiden talked about here this morning. We sang that he's a builder of the church below. And we want to thank him for this and praise him and love him. This morning, those of you, I don't really have a real long message again here this morning, but those of you that would want to follow along, we will start reading in Matthew 18, just 1 through 7. And a lot more could be said than here, and you brothers just kind of have to fill in the blanks here as we go. This is a chapter that growing up we had this chapter every time before we had communion. We had this chapter, and it's very fitting. And I think I need to study this chapter oftener than what I do. Let's start reading here in verse 1. At the same time came his disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses cometh, but woe to the man by whom they cometh. I know my opening title this morning is Nothing Shall Offend Them. And this verse comes out of Psalms, and we'll get to this later. But I know in my own life that there was times that I know that I was offended, and just to speak too easily offended, put it this way, and just to speak a little bit to our fathers, the fathers here today, if we're natured or if we're there's something in our life that we're lacking, that we get easily offended. Especially mom and dad. The chances are our children will be natured or pick this up the same way. And I need your prayers in this, because I know there's something that I need to grow in. Jesus said that offenses are likely to come, and we shouldn't get discouraged if they come. Offenses seem to be a byproduct of the people relating together. So if we're together and we're doing things or whatever it may be, maybe with the church, it may be with other people, and offenses are going to come. They say it's a byproduct of the people that when we're relating together, things will happen, maybe intentional, but often unintentional. The important thing is how we deal with offenses. We read here in Matthew 18 how Jesus warned that we should not be the one causing offenses, and he said that offending the little ones is especially serious. He was referring to the little children as those, and maybe the young in faith. That's kind of the way I got that. Jesus had some very strong language for those who cause such offenses. This should cause us to stop and think. Take notice. We should be searching our lives and our hearts. Are we in some way causing offense? A stumbling block to somebody? Jesus looked at this very seriously. He said it were better if a millstone would be hanged around your neck and you'd be drowned in the depth of the sea. I mean, you could do that in just a few feet of water, but Jesus, I think, was pointing out the seriousness here, saying at the depth of the sea. I read a story the other night of a man that I think it said he was a Sunday school teacher, and he taught for many years. This was said like 50 years ago. And back then, I guess, I don't know how he got started, but he got started teaching, and somebody decided that it was time to replace him. And he got replaced, and the man was offended. And he never come back to the church, and he drifted out in the world till it was all said and done. So I think, me first of all, we have to be careful how we handle things. What are offenses? The Webster's describes it as hurt feelings, resistance, anger. You know this a lot better than I can tell you. So why am I taking offense? What is wrong in my life that allows me to be offended? I think it's a choice. It allows me to be offended. It can be a small thing that somebody says. Maybe I overheard something. And I keep rolling this over and over in my head. And I wake up in the morning and it's still there. And it keeps growing. It's like I'd be in prison or bondage. And it's ready to destroy us. So what can I do? Well, the Word of God, there is a verse that says in Psalms 119, Chapter 119, 165, which reads as a statement. It actually reads as a statement, but it's actually given to us as a promise. It says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Great peace have they that love thy law, but nothing shall offend them. That's powerful. The powerful verse. So how do we go about to claim this, obtain this? The great peace they have which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Do I believe that we can live in this world and be a part of a brotherhood, a congregation, and not be offended? Some of you probably don't have a lot of trouble with being offended. Thank you, brothers. For not being offended. And if I'm honest, I know I have. been offended. I think it's the pride. When I'm offended, there's a problem with how I view myself. And it's a simple fact that a proud person will easily be offended. It's like a balloon. It's like a balloon inside you. And it keeps growing, and it grows, and it grows. And all it takes is a little poke. A little poke, and I'm deflated and offended. And it's all because I'm thinking too much of myself. That is why Jesus said, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Humility is what Jesus was saying here, is the key to one of the keys to avoid being offended. Jesus said to become as little children. Well, little children, I've seen little children pull hair and scratch and bite and throw sand, and he wants us to become like that? No, I don't think so. He wants us to be, you know, if children get to be this way and there's a parent or adult there supervising them, they can be so forgiving and understanding. The same toy that they was fighting over, next thing you know, they'll be sharing that same toy. And this is what Jesus was saying, that we should be like the little children, forgiving and forgetting. Well, forget. Children can forget a lot easier than us adults can. And I think it's okay sometimes if we can't forget it, but we can forgive, and we can go on. Another thing is that I like to look at is honesty. Honesty. Am I honest? If I get offended, we should always stop and think, what can I learn from this? Is there a truth here that we can learn from? Can I take it to the Lord and thank Him for pointing this out in my life? Another thing I got to think about is my tolerance level. Can I raise my tolerance level? How would I raise my tolerance level? I know your tolerance level is probably way up here for me. But how can I raise my tolerance level? Do I just get up one morning and say, "Well, Lord, I'm going to raise my tolerance level today. Are you with me?" Is that what's going to happen? I think with the Lord's help, we can raise our tolerance level by the love of God and His Word. And if we're wrapped around in Him and He's wrapped around in us, our tolerance level is going to be way up here. And we're not going to be easily offended. Spend my time thinking on God and meditating on His Word. You will find your tolerance level rising. You will come to realize that someday, that today, you are not offended by something that you was offended a year ago. And this way, you will see your tolerance level rising and your growth, your spiritual growth in your life is rising also. The best example that I could think of, there's a lot more. I thought of Joseph, but the best example that I thought of would have been Jesus, that Brother Aiden talked about already this morning. The best example that we can go to and follow is Jesus. To learn from the way Jesus lived, he faced a lot of insults. But those things did not offend him. They didn't upset him or cause him to get sidetracked. He always kept his focus. How could he do this? In Matthew 27:12 says, "And when he was accused of the chief priest and the elders, he answered nothing." So innocently, and he answered nothing. I'm not saying that we need to ignore people or just stay away from them or whatever. But we could do this in a godly way. I think so. Here Jesus talked about, okay, let's go back to Matthew 18. How could Jesus do this? I think the secret, it's not a secret, it's in the Word. It's in Matthew 18. Here Jesus talked about one weapon that you and I have to avoid being offended, and that's forgiveness. Forgiveness. He told Peter to never stop forgiving. Jesus said, forgive him until 70 times 7. Just keep on forgiving him over and over. Forgiveness is not easy. Sometimes it's very hard. But it's God's way of releasing us from the potential and the consequences of being offended. Back to the verse. Great peace they have which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing means not anything at all, because we just keep forgiving. We don't hold on to the offense. We release the person. We release the grudge and the hurt. We're free. We're on our way. We haven't lost our focus. We're still pressing on the upward way. And we're not offended. May God bless you and help you to overcome any offense that might come your way.